Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and welcome to Read You Later, a fun, captivating show that discusses the best in community, books, entertainment, and political advocacy. And tonight, we have a young lady who crosses several of those barriers. She's known as a PR powerhouse. She's also a published author and a publisher, and she has a few more surprises up her sleeve. So tonight, I would like to welcome to Read You Later, Jessica Mosley. Jessica, welcome to Read You Later.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Now, Jessica and I, we met via social media, and we've had several conversations virtually and via the phone. But this is the first time that she has graced my platform, so I'm very excited because this is a young lady who is on the move. I'm going to reiterate that. She is on the move. She has a lot of irons in her fire, and we want to celebrate, and we also want to promote what she's doing. So tonight, I am going to start out with her much-loved and anticipated book. So, Jessica, can you tell us the name, the title, rather, of your latest book project?
Ooh, well, I have a couple of them. But the one that I am that I'm excited about that's coming up, I'm excited about all of them. But there's one that's coming up that's very dear to my heart. Yes, I am. I'm excited about all of them. But the one that's just like super dear to my heart is When a Woman's Fed Up. And it is about women who have survived, overcome domestic violence abuse. And after this, you know, this book collaboration first of all, let me say this. Domestic violence does not have, it does not discriminate. Black, white, rich, poor, straight, gay, whatever you want to call yourself, it does not discriminate. And so with that being said, it is a topic that's very dear to my heart because I went through it. And so I have women who are ex-NFL player wives, ex-NBA player wives, politicians' wives. There's some of everybody in this book, okay, sharing their truth, sharing their story, how they got out. But when a woman's fed up, what does some say? It ain't nothing you could do about it. So we are giving domestic violence a voice, and we're screaming loud, domestic violence did not win. So I'm excited about it.
Now, when you came up with the premise of this book, how did you contact these other women? Are these women that you felt were approachable, or were these women who you have galvanized with and perhaps discussed and you wanted to make sure that the world knew their stories?
Well, you know what? Actually, with all of my projects, I really don't do what you call marketing for it, especially when it's a project as dear to my heart as this. And I just really just pray and ask God, whoever's supposed to be. So I might say something to somebody or mention something in a group, and then people refer people to me all the time. Like all of these women, they came by referral of either their PR person, either their best friend, one of their girlfriends they knew about it, whatever the case. Like, hey, this might be a person you want to speak to. So I interviewed like close to 200 women, and I chose 18.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I know that a lot of people may be listening to this show and they feel, well, I have not experienced domestic violence. Or they think, and I say think in quotation marks, they think they don't know someone who has experienced domestic violence. So what would you say to them, and why should they purchase this book?
Well, here's the thing. You know, we go to church all the time. Domestic violence is very prevalent in the church. from pastors to their wives, to deacons to their wives. And a lot of times it's not even physical, it's the mental abuse, the financial abuse, you know.
Verbal.
All that kind of, yes, verbal, financial, it does not discriminate. You know, it is something that just really, really, you know, I always tell people, it's the person that you least expect it. It's the one that's sitting next to you on the bus. It's the girl sitting next to you in church. It's the girl sitting next to you at your job. You know, I've had, I remember
be
a couple of years
lady.
Ago. Of
it
course.
It could even be your first lady. Or even
you
one
know,
of your family
and
members
went,
and you're not aware of it.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm trained now. I'm very trained now. So I went through it, and I went through domestic violence abuse counseling for about 2 years. And I also went through the training for about 2 years just so that I could recognize, you know, those signs. But it's something that a lot of people don't like to talk about. I had a coworker when I was in corporate America she was a girl who, you know, reported up to me, and her ex-boyfriend murdered her. I remember coming into work, and, like, several of the managers were teary-eyed and some of the people on the floor, and I remember just this cold chill that I got, and I was like, what happened? And when they told me that, but you know what bothered me the most? I didn't see it in her.
What?
That she was being abused. Now, I'm like, okay, here, I just told you, I'm trained, I should have known this, but she came to work, she was impeccable in her dress, her appearance, her work. She never let on that something was wrong, and he shot her in the head, then he went and killed himself. So it's things like this that makes me, you know, I'm just always trying to find out, are you okay? You know, because you'd be surprised how many people really aren't. But to answer
and
your question on how people can purchase it.
Okay, go ahead. Well,
no, you
say
it's okay, go ahead.
That projects like this are brought to the public because it can make others more aware or maybe not be in denial of what they feel that their coworkers or people in their communities or families are enduring. And also, it also can be a great training ground for women's ministry or youth ministry because there are a lot of our young girls, and I'm not talking about young adults, but young girls, our teenagers, experience domestic violence in the form of physical, verbal, and sexual. So I think that books of this nature are good training grounds where we can train our young ladies so they can be aware of signals because as an educator, I see early on that a lot of girls, they're not aware that it's quote-unquote bad because they see it so much. It's so prevalent in their homes and in their communities. So they don't know that it's wrong. And often we as adults say they should know better, but if you're not taught better, you don't know better. So it is up to us as women, as role models, as Christians, to make sure that the next generation is, as you said earlier, okay, and they are aware that this is not the norm. This is abnormal, and you should not allow it to happen to you.
Right. Absolutely. You'd be surprised
now,
Jessica, how many women.
How can people? Oh yes. Now, Jessica. Now, how can women support this project? How can they purchase this project, and where would it readily be ready?
Well, we are going. It's going to go on sale by October 1st on every outlet that sells books. So Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. Look, I mean, any place that you can get it, a book is going to be sold there. So I'm very, very excited about it. We're actually starting pre-sales next week, but as far as, like, going online, they'll be able to do that then, yes.
Now, Jessica, I also know that you're a speaker and you plan on doing some touring. You and I were discussing prior to the radio podcast that you have in the works. So I want to tantalize my listeners, and we're going to give you tidbits, but I want you to be able to follow Jessica. So, Jessica, before we delve any further, can you give us directions of how we can contact you via social media or your website?
Absolutely. You can connect with me, Jessica Mosley, Facebook, Jessica L. Mosley, Instagram. And those really are my two social media. I'm on LinkedIn as well, J. Mosley Publishing. I'm on LinkedIn. But people, I'm not one of those people that say, oh, you have to connect with me via email. Listen, a message is a message. So if you DM me, email me, it all is a message. Okay, text me. I'm okay with all of that because I say money is money, right? So as far as what was the other question you just asked me that quick? I got to say.
Yeah, I was like, how could they contact you via email, via social media, and what were your preferred platforms you would like people to contact you? So you answered all of those questions.
Yeah, just connect with me. I'm very approachable.
And I will, I can testify that she is very, very approachable. Now, I know that you also are planning some coaching sessions, and this is exclusive because you really haven't shared it. And she's known now. Can you discuss some of the platforms that some of your clients have been seen, or viewed, or read, or heard?
Oh, absolutely. From a PR standpoint, because I do PR, so anywhere from Black Enterprise, Essence Magazine, Ebony Magazine, Sheen Magazine, Upscale Magazine, People.com, Sheen, I think I mentioned Sheen already, Madame Noir, The Steve Harvey Radio Show, The Chew, The View, Good Day Charlotte, Hello Orlando. I mean, there's so many. TMZ, the Tom Jordan Morning Show, the Millennial Moms, the list goes on and on and on. It's so many radio and podcast shows. Look, Read You Later, Grambitious. I mean, it just goes on and on. I'm connected with so much media. So it's all about getting them on the correct platform to make sure that their voice is heard, because all platforms isn't for everybody. You know, I'm more about, Good Day Washington. All kind of stuff. I have clients all over. I just picked up another international client from India. So it's all over. You know, I'm just all about the right exposure. There's some PR people, they say, well, I'm going to pitch you. I guarantee you that if you work with me, you will get exposure, period. I'm not hoping and praying. I guarantee that.
I'm going to take some calls from 219. Area code, call from 219 area code. You're on the air. Do you have a question or comment for Jessica?
Oh, no. This is Sean Young. I'm Jessica's cousin, and I just wanted to
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I'm aware of who you are. I've read a few of your books. Since you're on the air, since you're on the air, would you like to talk about your current or upcoming project? Because I've seen it flying on Facebook a time or two.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jessica has included me in her project, this current project. Actually, I wrote the foreword for this book, and it was she's just a joy. She's been with me since she was three, so she has a special place in my heart. That's my baby, you might as well say. But my project, I just really have been blessed that I have this holiday series. It's a contemporary romance series about a family from Chicago, and each one of the siblings find love on a holiday. So I tackle Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine's Day. So I'm really excited about it, and just really been blessed by it because, you know, it was out there for a minute and stuff happens, but it got resurrected, and I'm so happy about it. But
all
I think
right.
you ladies are
doing awesome.
I think you ladies are doing
now,
a really great
Sean,
job in the questions. Yes.
Now, Sean, how can people purchase this project?
How can they? Okay, with me, if you go on Amazon, you will be able to purchase all of my books from there, and Entangled Publishing has them as well. So I think they're on
okay,
Barnes and Noble too, but I know those two. I know those two places you can get them.
Okay. And you and you may want to spell your name because Sean is spelled several different ways. So you may want to spell your name so people can write down the information.
Oh, okay. My name's Sean, S as in Sam, E A N as in Nancy, middle initial D as in David, last name Young, Y O U N G.
All right. And thank you for chiming in and listening.
Thank you, Sean.
Oh, of course, sweetheart. You guys are doing a great job, really great information, because a lot of times people don't realize, as you said, that people are being abused. And sometimes the person who's being abused don't understand or realize they're being abused, too. So this is great.
Exactly.
Thank you.
All right, you have a wonderful evening.
You
too. I'm going to take another call from 919 area code. 919 area code 427. You're on the air. Do you have a question or a comment for Jessica? Hello? We can hear you in the background. You have a question or comment? 919-427. Well, we appreciate you calling and listening. We have another caller, 919. Hello, you're on the air. Well, I appreciate you listening. I know I have a lot of listeners to 919. That's probably my Durham, Raleigh, and all those people, but I really appreciate you listening. Now, Jessica has shared with me, as I stated earlier, that she is going to have some virtual and physical coaching sessions. And I know a lot of times people, due to finances and demographics, aren't able to physically attend events, but virtual events and webinars and classes make it very convenient and affordable for a lot of people to attend. So, Jessica, can you give us a brief glimpse? I know we don't want to give away everything tonight, but can you give a brief glimpse or overview of what people can expect from your coaching sessions and perhaps when they can register for these sessions?
Thank you so much. Well, I am now fully accredited, so that means I have a school. This school is going to be for people who want to get their life coaching certification, executive coaching certification, leadership coaching certification, and or health coaching certification. I'm very excited about it because by the end of this year is now going to be a requirement that you hold a certification from an accredited school before you can go out here saying you're a life coach, health coach, because a lot of people want you to invest.
Well, honey,
and they have not
tell
invested.
You, everybody and their mama coaching now. So, you know, and
yes.
I can see why that has happened and occurred. And I'm not throwing shade because, you know, I love to promote positivity, but I think that's essential because a lot of times people get bamboozled by people who aren't what they appear, and then they become hurt, they become despondent, and sometimes depressed. So it's good that they're, you know, that regulations are good at various points, and this is something that probably needs to be regulated. I do agree.
Absolutely. I'm very excited about it. I went through some rigorous training, and I mean, months you know, to get this done. I'm happy to say that I'm now a certified life coach. I'm now a certified executive coach. You know, all of these things. So, well, I'll have executive coaching. Yes. So I'm certified. So if that's the thing, I want to be able to help women and men, but especially women, create multiple streams of income. I can show you how to do that. And I'm not saying that you are going to be making five figures, six figures. You know, I'm not going to guarantee you that. But if you have a drive, if you have ambition, if you're teachable, if you're coachable, I can help you create multiple streams of income. And this is just another means and way. And also, just God is just doing some amazing, phenomenal things. So, yes. The school will be open January 2018. We will start marketing and enrolling in October after my event on October the 7th. And I just can't wait. I love helping people soar. When I see someone else
All
being
right.
blessed,
and
that
awesome.
Blesses me. Yes.
All right. And you, my grandma always said, you can't be blessed with both your hands closed. So it's a blessing
okay.
to be a blessing, and all that goes back to biblical principles. Now, you mentioned a few minutes ago about your new book release, and how can we support that?
For When a Woman Set Up? Which one? Because I've had, like, several books.
Let's talk about your upcoming one. Let's talk about your upcoming book release. And I know that the Praying Wife, that's something that a lot of people have also caught wind of, because I like the fact that in your book, you're not just praying for husbands per se, but you're praying for, I know, like, you have a part where you're saying a prayer for your husband's friends, because you are
yes.
known by the company that you keep, and we all know that spiritual warfare is a real thing. So you have to be very,
yes.
very mindful of the company that you keep, because sometimes you can find yourself thinking something, you're like, where did it come from? Because you have taken up company with someone who has somebody else in their residence, in their head. I'm talking about spiritually and not necessarily physically. So I like the fact that if you get this book, ladies, that you will find prayers that you can use when you are facing dilemmas, or you're facing that warfare. But you mentioned that you do have an upcoming release. So is that a physical book release as well that's attached there? Because I know Jessica loves a good Holy Ghost party.
Well, you know what? That is what's coming up, When a Woman Set Up. And I'm also about to do it's going to be like a women in business mixer. I'm bringing in celebrity branding strategist Sherilyn Bennett. She's going to be the speaker, the host. The speaker for the couple of hours, the teacher. I'm always, you know, LaShira, I always got something going on, because
I noticed
that when I tell people all the time, you know, an idle mind truly is the devil's playground, and there's nothing wrong with you being great. You know, when people say that I'm like, girl, you're doing so much, I say, well, you don't know what I can handle. You know, so it's all about your ability to balance properly what's going on in your life. Because, you know,
exactly.
I'm married. I got children. Yes, I'm married. I got children. I have a church family. You know, I'm very close to my family on my mama's side. You know, I'm close to some of my cousins on my daddy's side. You know, all of that matters to me. I have a close-knit family. So, you know, I just have to balance my time properly. And when I'm feeling overwhelmed, that means that something is out of sync, and I need to find out what that is. And yes, and I'm a prayer wife. Go ahead, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. No, I was saying exactly, because when you're out of sync, you know it. If you're in tune with your body and with the Holy Ghost, he'll tell you. And sometimes if you don't listen, he'll show you as well. So it's important that we do have that balance. But when people tell me things of that nature, about, girl, you just doing too much, and I always say, this is not a dress rehearsal. You don't get but one shot of this. So, you know, you got to do it while you can do it. So I understand exactly what you mean and what you're talking about.
So if you are listening and you will like more information about upcoming projects or how to register for Jessica coaching classes, please get in contact with her via Facebook or Twitter. She also has a website. And Jessica, can you tell us your address for your website?
Yes, it is the MizCEO.com, MizCEO.com. They can go that, or
and there
you can eat, or,
Oh, no, I'm saying, and there they can find a plethora of information about what you're doing, your projects, any upcoming classes, or anything of that nature.
Yes, they can, yes.
Well, Jessica, I'd like to thank you for coming on Read You Later. I hope this won't be your last time. We look forward to hosting you and talking about all things Jessica Land that you have upcoming with your books, your projects, publishing, PR, and thus coming up. Also, I would like to extend my condolences and prayers to anyone affected by the hurricane and the earthquake that is ravaging our world, and we want to keep praying. We just can't forget, just because we don't necessarily see these people on television, we can't forget. So try to make sure you find a reputable fundraiser or a reputable person or organization or agency that will extend monetary or resources or supplies to these people, because they're going to need our help, and they just won't need it for a week. They're going to need it for a minute. And also for people who have been asking about registration for next year for Lights, Camera, Action, I should have registration up Saturday. We have a who's who on our lineup, and next year everything will be in one central location at the hotel, my infamous, famous Girls Night Out. We also will have a panel discussion at Saturday, bedtime stories at night, and a fashion show, and a bachelor auction. So, honey, it is going to be lit all the way.
Yes.
So look forward for the information. I will put it on Facebook and newsletters, and when registration is up, it's up. I do think the registration probably will be closed, just from interest, probably closed by December. I will let you know that hotel rates are $99 a night at the Marriott Courtyard, and breakfast will be included. So you can't beat that. A sister has worked hard on these contracts and negotiations. So from my heart to yours, and from my bookshelf to yours, Read You Later, Jessica, we wish you blessings on all your endeavors, and I hope that everyone has a blessed and productive week. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.